One young minister decided that he would, every time he had an issue in the church, that he would go and find out how Jesus dealt with the issue. And so when he had his first funeral, he went to check and found out that Jesus didn't do funerals. Jesus did resurrections. And so here is Jesus at the death of a good friend, and Jesus weeps. I remember as a young boy, everybody thought that since my dad was a minister, that I was supposed to know all the answers. And back in the day when we used to have devotionals in public school, before we became so advanced, one young boy came to me and he said, "What's the shortest verse in the Bible?" And I said, "I have no idea." He said, "I think it's Jesus wept." Because it was his duty to read the scripture for the devotional. And so I said, it had to be around the time when Jesus hung on the cross, because it seemed like to me he'd be weeping. But it wasn't. It was at the death of a friend. I remember the first time that I had a funeral as a young minister. I went to the church and sat on the back pew and sobbed. Enoch Finkley, one of my good friends who is now deceased, that was one of our winners of the Denman Evangelism Award as a pastor, took a small circuit down in Pillion one time, and the deal was that he would go there and stay 1 year. Enoch wound up staying there, and CJ probably, or Diamond, probably one of them knows the answer better than me, but he stayed at least 15 years, maybe longer, serving those 3 points called a circuit. And I remember as CJ was preaching, and he was a fantastic preacher, and he was talking about going to a beautician to get his hair cut and discovered that the lady who cut his hair had lost a child. And CJ said, "I held her hand and wept." I think about those incidences in life when we cry. We have a camp up on Lake Hartwell called Camp Providence. And Charlie Dudley, who very well may be listening on the radio in Cross Hill as a disabled now retired Methodist minister, had brought his young people to Camp Providence, and his young person was the head of the football and the captain of the football team. He was head of his MYF, and there at the camp, that young boy drowned. I brought all the young people to my house, the parsonage there at Oroville, and as the parents came and picked these young children up, and when the last one had left and Charlie was getting ready to leave, and he reached around and he hugged my neck, he said, "You forget a lot of times the people that you laugh with, but you don't forget the people that you cry with." I think about the times that we cry. Sometimes as parents, sometimes as church members, sometimes as members of society. A young minister went to the family of a deceased, and he thought since he had graduated from seminary that he had all the answers. And so he decided that when he went to the house of the family of the chairperson of the board, that he would read the 23rd Psalm and talk about how the Lord leads us and guides us through the valley of the shadow of death. And said when he got there, he broke down, started sobbing. The family that he went to minister to was a family now that was ministering to him, and he was so embarrassed. He was supposed to have been the pastor. He was supposed to have been the one in charge. It embarrassed him so badly that he went to see the DS and he said, "Please move me next year. I have failed." So he was moved. At annual conference, he would see members of this family, and year after year, he would hide from them when he saw them and slip away, embarrassed about how he had responded at the time of their sorrow. Until one day, he met the family, and they had him cornered, and he couldn't escape. And they came to him, and they said, "We want you to know, of all the pastors that we have ever had, you have always been the dearest to our hearts." This was the family that he thought he had failed. He said, "Why?" He said, "Because you were the one that wept with us. At the time of our greatest sorrow, you were touched." Last week, we had a celebration Sunday. And as I think about that Sunday, and as I think about what it means to be the church, Jesus wept here at the tomb of Lazarus because of his love, apparently, for this family. We as a church, as a family, are called together with Christ to not only to receive love, for God is love, but also to give love, to share this hope that we have received. As we look at this passage of Scripture and reflect on it in our minds and think about what it means to be the church, we understand that Christ is still doing resurrections. There are still those who come out of the midst of all types of tombs. Tombs of defeat, tombs of doubt, tombs of sorrow, of hopelessness, of addiction, of infidelities. And Christ looks, I feel in my heart, and he calls for us to come out of those tombs. But you understand that there are things that we need to respond to. The first was that Jesus said to them, "Roll away the stone." Here was the Son of God. And we know, prior to the temptations that he had, he could have turned us stone, as we have here with our children's sermon, the stone into bread. He turned the water into wine. He could have moved the stone, but he said, "You roll away the stone." And then when Lazarus comes forth, he says, "You let loose him. You let him go." Christ is still doing resurrections. But as I shared with my young people this morning, there are certain things that God won't do for us. And no matter how hard I prayed on that geography or history test, Charleston still is not the capital of South Carolina. And if I don't study, then chances are I am not going to make a very good grade on a test, no matter how much I pray. There are certain things that God expects us to do. And he said to those around, "You loose Lazarus and let him go." So we come here. Yes, maybe to be resurrected. Yes. We come here to be loved. Yes. But we come here also to love and to loosen and to be a part of this resurrection. May God guide us here at Main Street as we embrace now this new giving year, as we participate in what prayerfully is a new and exciting resurrection for us in this coming giving year.